Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
Hello, car guys and car gals. It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fredlin Hartz, the subprime hero.
And we are bringing you a five-liner from This Happening Fellow right here. And we are excited to be bringing you this from the cafe. And he is away at another conference with incredible leaders. But we got to do what we can to get some of the best people in the car business up in this cafe right now. So help us out and tag a car guy.
That's right. Tag a car gal.
And share.
Let's get it out there.
Message out there.
Woo! Do not forget to let everyone know. Folks, it's important that we share this out because the information, the people, the stories that we share will inspire you. It'll inspire someone out there, even if they're not in the industry. Somebody that wants to get into this industry, let them see this because they can see that this is a great journey and there's great opportunities, man. There's so many ways that you can not only help somebody buy a vehicle, but you could upshift and uplift someone's life in so many levels. Lou and I, we've had a great journey in this industry and it's just beginning. And this man right here, Bart, 40 years, I'm telling you, plus in this industry, doing amazing things, everything from being a general manager, a sales person. He's done it all. He's seen it all. But he's still growing. He's still learning. He's at a conference right now learning something. I can't wait to get him up here to talk about what he's learning and why he's learning right now. That's what I'm talking about.
And he's there with the leaders of leaders, right? Those that are developing leaders. The one who literally wrote the Bible on leadership, right? The John Maxwell crew.
We all know
what it is that they're doing.
Shout out
to
that team.
We honor. We appreciate the wisdom that comes from there. But really, seriously, the appreciation that we have for this solutionary that's brewing with us today is immense. One of the very first encounters that we had with him, we actually had in prayer. And you all know, if you've been following us, you've been listening to us, you are a part of our flow and the culture. We're all about going to the throne, especially with some brothers in the faith. And so we are really grateful that as we continue on this quest to brew with the best, finding great people to bring to you to have a good cup of coffee and a conversation with, we have a really high quality solutionary that gave us the honor of using or being interviewed by him before he actually got on to our show. So it's not often that we get the chance to interview people that have turned the tables on us, but this is
blessed.
Our opportunity,
man,
to be able to repay that great conversation.
Long overdue conversation.
Keep it continued and keep having some fun. So let's not ado this much more, everybody. We got to move these chocolate-covered
espresso beans. In case you need some Car Guy Coffee on the go.
That's right. You can get some of that. If you do go to carguycoffee.com and you go to the coffee shop.
That's right.
And you continue to shop around in the coffee shop, you will get some more of the delicious coffee products that are available from our partners over at I Say With Cafe. But we have a great bean in the room today.
Dude.
And we're ready to bring it to you.
We do. We got Brian Ortega saying,
that's
what's
right,
up?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, this is, it says Facebook user, but I looked it up. Tony Lucas,
what's up, my man?
Tony? Love that dude. If you guys haven't met him, he's phenomenal. Incredible. And of course, Brian Ortega is also.
Look at that face.
Brian Ortega just texted me on the side. Let's talk about that, Brian. I would love for that to happen. We'll make it happen. So anyway, that being said, long overdue. Let's make this happen. No more. Let's not wait. Let's keep this going.
No more Fred and Lou ado. It is time to welcome in this fresh a-brew with the one,
the only,
Bart Nolenberger. There he is. Hey.
What's up, fellas?
What's up with
my hotel room? Now, that might be a little intimidating to some, but look at it. If you can see this, I made my bed for y'all. So we're smiling and dialing here. I've got the place looking good. I'm 27 floors up. And man, it's like looking over the edge of this thing and I can see all of Orlando, all the way to Miami Beach almost. But it's a long way up. And you know what? You guys get me up and you get me jacked up. So thank you so much for giving me the time to hang out with you. I'm serious, man. You guys pump me up.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market. They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I have to admit that I was in a meeting a little bit ago. I'm not going to say who it was. And I'm sitting in there because I've been in meetings for 3 days and I'm doing one of those fade deals. You ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think, oh, man, I got to go. I got to be ready for my boys. And I'm ready. So, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored. Really happy.
Well, we're so thankful that you're here. Cheers to you. Cheers, Fred. We got him on the show and we are excited that you are here. Folks, you all are in for an incredible treat because this particular solutionary is so high quality with such an incredible track record of being an overcomer, which is really what we want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to be, is an overcomer. And an overcomer uses the words of their testimony in order to continue overcoming and helping others to overcome. And we're just so thankful that you're in here. But brother, there is one quick dance move that we continue to do to make sure that we do keep being the overcomers that we are. And that's to forgive, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing. And you were in a room with us once before to do it. We got the chance to do it with you on your show, but nobody saw that. So we want to make sure that we show everybody that the one, the only Bart Nullenberger knows how to forgive, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing. Let's go. We're going to go ahead and put our hands on our shoulders and we're going to forgive, focus, fly on three. Hit that music one time. Here we go. On three. One, two, three.
Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing. That's right.
Growing.
Love it, man. We got you there. We love it. He's focused. He's ready to fly. That's what I'm talking about. And that's right. You just got to keep growing, my friends. Listen, we're going to be in here. We're going to be doing this five-liner with my man, Bart Nullenberger. And we're so excited because he not only does he have the experience, but he's been all about giving back. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really enjoy watching you do. That's probably the thing that attracts me to what you're doing. All your stuff is always giving back. Your energy is always that feeling of love, honor, faith, very strong faith, man. And you have been through some things. We've heard some of your story, man, very briefly on the stage that we got to see you down in Jonathan Dawson's event when he opened up the Pinnacle Training Facility. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them down there for connecting so many great people together that week. But I'm excited to ask you these five questions because I think that these questions are going to really pull out some more so other people can understand Bart, and not just Bart, but why going through what you've gone through has made you as amazing as you are today, and you're going to keep moving. So first question is, Bart, what's your why, my friend? What drives you? What gets you up every day and makes you want to be more than you were yesterday?
I think there's a little bit of a caveat to that. So I'm an I personality, by the way, fellas. So if you know what that means, it means I can talk. So, and I love to talk, but here's the story to that. My why is because I'm not who I was anymore. Because who I was, there's a lot of W's in there. Who I was a pig. I was not good in marriage. I was a drug addict. I was a great car salesman, but I had no moral fiber. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know how to do adult life. At 28 years old, I weighed 150 pounds. And I ended up bumping into a buddy of mine. I was doing about $5,000 of cocaine a month. And I bumped into a buddy of mine and he looked good. And for me, it was always how you look. So this guy looked good and he always looked bad. I said, dude, what happened? And he said, I went to rehab. And I said, what's rehab? He said, I went 30 days in the hole without any cocaine. And I thought, whoa. I said, that sounds interesting. And I walked away. But deep inside, I thought, man, I want help. I wanted to search. I wanted something. I went and saw the person at the Adrian Center where he went. And she said, I need 30 days, no work, 24/7. I said, I can't do that. I'm important. I was a finance manager at a car dealership. I thought I was a big deal. I wasn't. And 6 months later, I was doing cocaine at work. It was a Thursday night. Remember it like it was yesterday. I had a 12-pack next to me. I was doing paperwork. By the way, I hated my job. I walked into the bathroom to do a line of cocaine, and my boss came in behind me. And I tried to hide it, but he saw it, and I knew I was in trouble. The next morning, I walked into my office, and he said, come here. He said, we're going to have to let you go. And from that moment, I knew I was going to get help. I loosened my tie, packed up my stuff, didn't say goodbye to anybody. And I went home, and the next morning I woke up crying like a newborn, crying to a God I didn't even know. And I asked God to help me get, not because I lost my job, but because I was ashamed. I hated myself. And within an hour, I called that treatment center. It was this intuition. Called that treatment center. And within an hour, I was in there. Wow. I was in there 2 weeks. And my counselor said, "You're never going to make it." And I wanted to punch him in the nose. And then the next day, I found some cocaine in my shirt pocket. And I opened it. And I shoved it down the toilet. And right then, I knew I'd gotten to the other side.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
After 30 days, I graduated from that program. And today, I have, 34,584 days of sobriety, one day at a time by the grace of God. So there's my why. God. I didn't know God, but he pulled me up out of the pit. And he got me to this place of getting to know him. As a matter of fact, I didn't meet him until 10 years later. But that's my why, frankly, is to live for him, period. And there's a lot to that. If you want to ask me, I'll tell you. But that's my why. That was my rebirth day. And that punk way back then that was making a lot of money, that was just a nightmare, is not who I am anymore. And so that's for sure.
Wow. What a story. What a testimony. That's incredible. I'm just sitting it. I'm slipping on it slowly. Seriously. It's one thing we don't want to do is ever rush this show. We've let these shows go for a long time. But sometimes when you're in great company, we don't want to rush the cup of coffee in the conversation. We can let the coffee get cold. But when there's passion in the heart coming out, we want as much of that as possible. And some of you that are listening, some of you that are watching, you all have dealt with these situations. You all have heard these situations. You all have friends. Yeah. You all have colleagues. This is a recognition of the dark side of the car business, right? Where the word does prove itself out of give a man a measure of fame and you'll notice what kind of character you have. And inside of that, it's also something we know. Okay, we're going to be able to tell who somebody is by the time they get their first big paycheck. And seeing what they look like with it, that's real stuff. That's real talk. And Bart, we honor your vulnerability to share that. But that's also part of why you're connecting with so many people too, is you're not afraid to tell where the dark side was because it has a marvelous story. If it ain't good yet, folks, it ain't over. And that includes all of you listening and watching, that there is hope. There is a way out. And the decision is still yours. That's how good our God is. He still gives us the choice to choose the direction, to choose him to do a great work with us. And the thing that I love that you said in there is that you didn't know him yet. And you saw that he was doing things for you in retrospect, getting that. But that's the great thing about him is that he's always been there. There's never been a time yet that he's ever let us down.
That's right.
There's never, not a one time can we say that he's ever let us down. He may not have fulfilled our plans that we often find ourselves trying to map out for him, but he was always there and guided you to the right moment to get you through the storm, because sometimes it's easy for people. Sometimes it's hard for people. Sometimes it's hard for people to see how easy it is for people. And the opportunities that you've had to get you where you were,
that's right,
is what has helped bring you to the point now where you're not just telling people what to do to keep themselves straight. You're telling them, you know what it's like when the path was all crooked and how important and how desperate you were to correct that pathway, and that the Father did that for you because he's faithful to do so, everybody. That's just the truth. And we are not afraid to have church up in here. And but brother, we honor that. And that's a strong why, because that's ultimately why we should be doing all that we do. is to honor the one that gives us the opportunity to do it. So definitely honor that.
Sorry. I never thought I would be this. I never thought this was going to be my journey, right? I had always wanted to be Tony Robbins. I saw Tony Robbins when I was 38. So that's it. That's what I want to do. And I started going in from then, going into a place. I went to a company called Hafakar, about 10 years sober at the time. Hafakar at that time was the largest automobile training company in the world. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I traveled around the world doing that. We were training on short-term leases, what they called the plan back then. And I had some incredible teachers around me and some incredible mentors. And that's what I wanted to do. And yet here I am. And what's interesting about here I am is that in 2016, I wanted to put a Celebrate Recovery in our church. I'm not going to jump too much on this. This is all coming together, but there was no room at the church. There was no room at the inn. They didn't have enough buildings.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
It didn't work, but I was going through this program called Unleash at my church, and it's for guys my age and older that are trying to figure out what they're going to do next in their life. Mm. And I told them the same story I told you about as fast. and I told them that. And we hung together for 5 months. And one day the pastor says to me, why don't you start a Celebrate Recovery? Duh. But I said, yes. And so that experience because it was God. It was what God wanted. So what happened was Mary, my wife, and I started this ministry. My wife's a normie. My wife got straight A's. She plays by the rules. I don't understand her at all, right? at all. And why she picked me? She was married to a doctor before. Why'd she pick me? And yet what I know was that she said, I'm going to be at your hip for this thing, and became a co-leader in the ministry. Mm. But where that becomes really powerful is that when he talks, we better hear him. And what happened through that was God also said, I don't want you to do sales training anymore. And I was making a nice living. He said, you've been studying under Maxwell since 2013. It's time for you to start developing leaders. Mm-hmm. So Phyllis, after prayer and meditation and walking around the house a lot of times, what I heard was, I want you to work with mid-level managers and teach them how to develop the leader within themselves on things like accountability.
That's right.
Priorities, personal development, time management, all that. I want you to teach on that. And I said, perfect. You know why it works so well? Because it works hand in hand with the recovery program. Mm-hmm. Because in doing that leadership training with these dudes or dudettes, what I found was a lot of them had, and anybody listening, you get it. You got stuff. We all got stuff. I have lots of stuff, but we all have hurts and habits and hangups. Mm-hmm. And what I was called to do was be a leadership leader, but also help people be better with their wives.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
To really learn what it means to serve, to get out of self. And in that working on the leader within, they're going to be a greater leader on the outside. And that was the message that Jesus, that's the message he was telling me. Look, Celebrate Recovery, you can work with them, whoever them is. Developing the leader within you, that's probably most of my clients are car related. 25 to 55 year old men, not always, but sometimes, that are really wanting to be better managers, better leaders, better servants for whatever reason.
Right on.
And the recovery and that dances together very well. They don't have to be an addict, but they might be. Most of us are addicted to something, but they might just be insecure. I can relate. They might just be angry. I yell at my dog. I'm just saying. They might just be might have suffered abuse themselves. They might be codependent. But in that's where I teach them how to be a leader, but also we get to talk about life and how to be better men and women on this. So to me, it was just congruent, and I could have never thought about it. Wouldn't have figured that out on my own. So there's a long answer to the why I'm on this planet. That's why.
No such thing as a long answer with your why, my friend, just so you'd know. I'm always happy to hear what drives you and what motivates you, what gets you excited, and where your heart really is. It's, again, it's to pour into others. But the beautiful thing is, what I love about what you're talking about and what you do is you don't just pour into others. You're constantly pouring into your own cup too. Mm-hmm. You're filling that cup up so that when it's overflowing, you're able to give, much while you're at the John Maxwell leadership meeting right now. And I'm so glad you're there because I know you're learning some skills. You're connecting with people that energize you. They're going to get you excited about what's happening. You're going to hear new techniques, new ideas, new perspectives, because there's always somebody new at these events speaking or being there the first time they've ever been to one of those, right? So to be able to feel that energy, it's phenomenal. And that's how you get your cup full, to be able to pour into other people's cups. And that why will constantly drive you. I feel you on that fulfillment, that legacy you're leaving behind for so many others to keep passing on themselves. Whether they remember you or not, it doesn't matter. You know where your heart is. God knows what you're doing, and you're doing the right thing. It's always one of my favorite things is the right decision is always the most profitable decision at the end of the day, too. Right. A lot of times we think that by doing the right things, we're going to miss out on something. At the end of the day, no. You look at the long run of it, you're going to not only make more, but you're going to have more love. And profit to me is all those. It's not just money. It's the people in our families and our loves and everything else that we get. Like all this energy, that's profit. That legacy we're leaving behind, that's profit. That's the biggest to me. That is what really is the coin that we're leaving on this planet. No matter how much money we have, it's legacy, truly what we leave.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
M1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now, back to the show. And that's what we'll be remembered for, not the dollars we have. So that being said, Lou, man, what a great why. I'm going to tell you something, Bart. We can keep going on and on about your why because I absolutely feel you on that. But man, we got five questions we got to get through. Yeah. But what I could tell you is, folks, if you guys hear that, know that. If that's your heart, go after it. Don't let it sit there. What happens is you start making other things more a priority that are not, and then you eventually fall apart. But when you're doing what's right, what God's calling you to do, what your heart is feeling, that's when you know you're doing it. Profit will come and good things will come. Great memories, legacy, all the above.
So true. So
I heard a pastor buddy of mine say the other day, because I had a meeting with him. He was a former CR leader at this church that I started CR. And my pride wouldn't let me sit down with him because I thought he didn't make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. So I don't want to talk to him. He's going to give me bad juju. So we opened up and we were struggling a little bit, right? Finally, I got where I needed to be on my knees and called the guy, not literally this time, but been there lots, but called him and said, can we have lunch? And as I'm having lunch with him, I was just frustrated because I didn't feel the staff around me was supporting me. I didn't think the lead pastor was supporting me. You probably, people listening, get that at work. Oh, my boss doesn't care about me. He's mean to me. Whatever it is, you're real. You're human. But I was like mad because I fought for a year with my leadership team. Every Sunday we would get together and meet up and have dinner. So before we even opened the doors, we met every Sunday for a year. And when we opened, I knew they were all in. So when it wasn't working, I was really frustrated for them. It wasn't about me. Mm-hmm. And then I went to lunch with this dude. And he said, Bart, would you rather be right and it went like that. It hit me. I didn't understand always that churchy word righteous, but what that meant was, are you going to walk in what's right for God? Or are you going to get in your own, I got to be right? Mm. And it changed. I walked out of that meeting in tears because I thought, man, thank you, Jesus. Thanks for getting me humble. Thanks for letting me put another set of glasses on. Guess what happened? Our numbers doubled within 3 weeks. It's amazing, some of the lessons. And I just want to pay attention. But when I'm in BART, when I'm in baby BART mode, when I'm in what about me and what about, you know, being selfish or prideful, I'm blocking them. When I just say, there you go, you can have me. Oh my gosh, everything happens to a different level. Because I, you know what, God 12,000 X's it, right? Forget 10X, forget 800X. He 12,000 X's it if I can let go and let him. That's been a big lesson.
That's so huge, strong. That's huge, strong lesson. Car guys.
Right or righteous, my friends? Do you have to be right? I'll tell you, that's a great perspective and that's a great way of thinking. I think that that's we all get caught up. I'm guilty of it. I know I am, that I feel like I'm right and I won't hear something sometimes, but it's good to sometimes be reminded. That's why before the show started, Bart mentioned how it's great that Lou and I have each other as business partners. And I do agree because there's times that I might think I'm right, but then I hear what he says. And then I'm like, you know what? I see a different perspective and I'm very, what things we have love between each other. So I know that I can hear him at least. I'm going to listen. And then even if I think I'm right, I'll hear his perspective. And I'm like, whoa, okay. I get that perspective now. I see that. I didn't even see that before. So it's good that we open our minds up to that because sometimes what we think is right is not. Sometimes we just get so stuck on one thing that we forget that there's a million options in this world. We got to open our eyes. We got to be ready for that moment. And that's powerful, brother.
That's huge. And that's what's so beneficial about being able to have people in your life. Remember, building those relationships over revenue, consistently keeping your people over your profits, and those relationships with people over your profits. But in that, you also highlighted something there. And again, car guys, car gals, if you're listening, there's so much more to life than just working the car deal. And inside of his why, it's anchored to also what he is putting his heart to in voluntarily serving the community that comes from a place that he comes from. And this is something that's often inside of church leadership. Let me help a lot of y'all out with this because I've had the privilege of being able to run beside some incredible men of God as we built up our church. We serve in leadership. We've worked in many different capacities over the years. And as we get the chance to hear somebody come to us with a cause that's on their heart, they're really fired up about it. And so many times they want the church to throw their stamp on it to say, here, this is our program. We now have a program for this. Where that's not what God does. Just hate to break it to you all. God doesn't have a committee. Okay. Inside of that, if he called you to do something, do it. So often what we want to do is, and this is where we get ourselves involved, because we get our hands into the dirt. We cultivate the land. We cut it up. We break it up. We sow the seed. We put in all this work and we're looking at our hands with all this dirt and muck and hard work all over it, the calluses, all the pain that we put in. And then we're saying, and then we want to take more credit for it and then have somebody else give us validation for it. When that's not what he asked for. He didn't ask for us to validate it. He didn't ask for people to validate it. He wants you to do what he says to do and trust you to do it when he says to do it. And in that means if you want to open up a door for somebody, you want to start a ministry, you want to start an outreach, begin it. Start creating the work. Start doing the work. Your home is open for anybody you want to open it up to. Break bread, welcome somebody in, and start to do your ministry. Let then your ministers, those that work with you, those that can help you out, get behind what you're doing, but go for it. And inside of that, hopefully one day you all see, you all know we rock them Jordans. We rock a lot of Nike. Hopefully one day you'll see up over here a nice little Nike symbol or Jordan symbol. Who knows? We can get that sponsor one day that says to just do it. But with that, until then, we're going to say just cue it. Okay, with our friends over at VinQ, if you want to start a vehicle buying center, make sure that you get yourself underway there because those are incredible people too that we have a great relationship with.
Right.
And that those are dealers that said, hey, I seen a problem and we just want to jump in and fix it. We're not going to wait on a bunch of people to tell us it's okay yet. You know what? We have the resources. We have the friends. We see the problem. We see the need. Let's bring that solution. And that's what's awesome about what we're hearing out of you is that you're still going. You're still going to do it. You're still opening it. But sometimes when we see the dirt on our hands, we want somebody to validate it until they say, hey, be righteous. This is either God's asking you to do it, either this is really his mission, or this is all you. And if it's all, you get your reward right there.
Amen.
But with that,
question number two,
you are an incredible car guy. You are an incredible car guy
that
has served this industry greatly as a general manager, as an independent dealer, from all different angles. You know this game. So, brother, we want to know, what was it that brought you initially to automotive?
Oh, boy. You're going to wish you hadn't asked that question.